introduction. What is true religion? That is to say, what exactly do I mean by use of such a term? For example, true as compared to what? True as compared to fake, phony, artificial, game playing and hustling? Yes, yes, and yes. We must start with a proposition which I consider to be somewhat a priori, although I am sure that many, if not most, persons would find many grounds for disagreement. To me, it is a self-evident fact that somebody, or something, has created this material universe in which we currently find ourselves. Either there is a creator being, or there is not. Modernly, Darwinists claim that there is no God, and hence no creator. In effect, everything has created itself. In the beginning was matter, or energy, or some similar force. Matter has, in effect, created God, which is considered by them to be nothing more than a fantastical creation of primitive, superstitious minds. We just simply live and then die. End of story. A supreme being is simply wishful thinking, or a projection of our own selves onto the canvas of the material universe. They will start from this postulate and then claim that they can disprove the existence of an ultimate moral authority in what can only be considered a very simplistic example of circular reasoning. God does not exist and cannot exist, therefore the universe cannot have been created. And so they begin on a quest of explaining how the known material universe came into existence on its own, with no animating and organizing force apart from various types of physical events and causes and effects. Darwin is claimed to have postulated a scheme by which life came from non-life by means of a series of random changes over vast amounts of time by which intelligence is claimed to have evolved from inanimate and unintelligent materials. The mechanism, Duke's Machina, anyone, by which this is claimed to have happened is by means of radiation, bombarding living material and causing changes, most of which were either detrimental or, in a very small amount of cases, useful to survival, hence survival of the fittest. These basic building blocks are claimed to have effectively piled the one on top of the other over and over again, such that the simple organism becomes more and more complex. Modern people pretend that this is a scientific view to be compared with primitive superstitions of ignorant persons. While it is pretended that this is some sort of modern masterpiece of highly elevated thinking, it is, in fact, no such thing. It is rather the basis for the religion of Hinduism and is very similar to Tahitian creation mythologies, from which some persons believe it was actually derived as a matter of speculative philosophy by Darwin as he traveled through the South Seas. For example, see the Hawaiian creation story and chants known as Kumulipo. In Hinduism and many other Eastern offshoots, it is claimed that there are continuous cycles of creation and destruction by which one is claimed to evolve to higher and higher states of being. Thus, it can readily be seen that religion and this speculative philosophy which pretends to be provable fact, have been and are intertwined right from the very start. That is to say, Darwinism neither proves nor disproves anything. It is speculation, pure and simple, nothing more and nothing less. If one stops and thinks for even one moment, one should realize that if science is a collection of facts, and the fact is that there is a prime mover, creative being slash force, which is animating everything which we see around us, then one cannot have science without acknowledgement of the fact of the initial and ongoing creative force and driver. The idea that science is the opposition to religion is then readily seen to be a sham. Because demonstrable facts are a product of experimental verification and of matters which are observable, measurable, and quantifiable, it can be seen that matters such as the Big Bang Theory and various cosmologies and cosmogonies have no place to stand alongside, for example, Newton's laws of motion or the analysis of chemical reactions and such like. This being so plain that one must speak in terms of hard science versus other kinds of soft science, as if such a distinction has any meaning whatsoever, other than to claim that theory is somehow observable, measurable, quantifiable fact, and hence a matter for scientific inquiry, i.e., collecting of facts. This is a very shaky foundation indeed, upon which to stake the future state of what is believed to be your eternal soul, if ever there was one. As one further considers the matter, it becomes painfully evident that we are in a sort of a mist from which we are not going to easily extricate ourselves. Speculative philosophy, posing as known, measurable, quantifiable facts, is not really going to help us much. It is simplistic and shallow thinking at its heart and really not worth much when one is trying to figure out what actually is and isn't, in spite of its apparent modern ability to pretend to be the answer to all of our questions about the meaning and purpose of our purported existence. It opens the door to all kinds of ridiculous speculation in place of useful knowledge, I would think. The reason I am pointing these things out is because we are going to run into them over and over again as we consider other related matters. Or, to state it another way, here is one of the numerous phony religions which I intend to juxtapose against what I am here referring to as true religion. Again, the true in true religion is another way of saying fact-based or factually based religion. While noting that I am using the term religion here to mean our relationship with our Creator, as opposed to various customs, practices, and procedures. Religion is hence being used as a synonym for reality. Okay, now here is the fatal crux of the matter, so far as the claims that Darwin's speculations somehow rise to the level of measurable, observable, quantifiable facts of science, science being a collection of facts. The fatal crux being complexity. I never tire of reminding any and all who care about such matters that when Darwin propounded his speculative philosophical assertions, the microscope had only recently been developed. The nature of DNA was completely unknown, and quantum mechanics hadn't even been thought of or considered as a potential reality. Darwin and his contemporaries looked at the structures of leaves and other plant tissues under a microscope and noticed little empty boxes, which appeared to form the framework of the leaf structure. They called these little boxes cells, as in an empty room or a prison cell. He had no idea that within each of these little boxes had been a whole sea teeming with living organisms, each far more complex than the skeletal leaf structure itself. I like to think of them as little machines, numerous little machines within little machines. A closer look at each little machine showing yet another layer of complexity within complexity. It is the same with strands of DNA. It is the same with the physicochemical structures and atomic and subatomic structures. It is the same with every single self-replicating enzyme, which forms the structural skeleton of every single protein molecule. Yes, complexity within complexity within complexity, such that it ultimately becomes mathematically ridiculously impossible to account for these structures and their numerous interrelations and their interrelatedness by random processes. The amount of time being required for such to even potentially take place to far exceed any amount of time which ever has been or ever will be postulated. This is what I call the handprints and fingerprints of our Creator. He having made matters so complex that only a very ignorant person could possibly even consider that things just somehow fell together on their own. It is his signature, as it were, and will be found over and over again as we begin to even scratch the surface of this, our current inquiry into the nature of what is and what isn't, and what can be known or not known.